all-new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. So it was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We're live. We're here. Patriot Power Hour, September 13th, 2018. So glad to be here. You know what? At this point in time, there's no excuses. Summer is over. Yeah, I know summer ends September 21st, September 20th, depending on when the sun interacts with the entire Earth. Of course, you know, our flat Earth conspiracy theorist friends may not agree with such things. But we're technically still in the summer, but the week after Labor Day is not summer anymore. The kids are back in school. The budget requests are due. I don't care what you work in, whatever field, whatever job you work in. All of a sudden, you have year-end results and 2019 budget requests. They're in your email. Now, of course, you know, that's for the office worker. Massive respect for the average plumber, electrician, road worker, etc. Hell, I try my best to do those type of things around the house, but I end up having to pay someone half the time. Then again, I am a millennial. But hey, I will say I did install a security system this week. However, it instantly links me into the cloud. Let me bring on my co-host and get his thoughts on this. Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. Are you there, sir?
There goes my plan for robbing your house.
Well, all you got to do, and this is horrible, I should not even say this, not like anyone wouldn't know, take out the power and or the internet, and I'm still just as blind as I would be. Now, I still have a lot of firearms ready to go, but you know, I am kind of sucked into this 21st century BS. And every time this system goes off, I kind of just want to give the finger to the NSA because I know they're watching.
I'm not sure they're watching, but more importantly, they could if they wanted to. So if Patriot Power Hour ever got on the wrong people's radar, they certainly could.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Listen, new listeners or even longtime listeners, we're not that paranoid type of people who are like, oh, everybody's watching. We're, oh my God, everybody's after us. ATF, FEMA, blah, blah, blah. We're not like that. However, there's known transgressions by NSA and other intelligence agencies against the basic Bill of Rights. So we try to cover the facts. I know sometimes I get a little emotional. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do here on this show. But Future Dan, would you allow a cloud-connected security system only on the outside of the house, not on the inside? But would you allow that in your house, or is that just too far?
So I got the lights that have the camera, and after I bought them and my 30-day trial ended, the service that's available to me now is like significantly a step down. If you want me to get on a stump and go off, it's on, you know, the corporations that force it to be Wi-Fi, force it to be cloud, and have, you know, these tiered systems where you start off with, oh, hey, that's a great thing, and then they walk it back and expect you to come pay a subscription. It's the only problem is that there's no alternatives in the marketplace. At least they're affordable. So maybe the point is,
exactly,
I can't really afford a real security system, or I choose not to afford one. But the consumer ones that are being sold to us are like the newest laptops, Wi-Fi only. It, you know, sort of gets
exactly
under my skin that you can't have technology the way you want it in 2018.
And that's the crazy part. I mean, trust me, we have some listeners who are hardcore preppers or understand where to get some very, you know, hardwired, maybe even solar powered, you know, or minimally connected. You can put it to whatever your backup generator. But the point is a non-Wi-Fi connection where maybe you need electricity. Obviously, you need some sort of electricity. If no electricity, you're not going to have security cameras. Duh. But I agree that that Wi-Fi is a whole nother level. It's hard enough to keep electricity, but to rely on Wi-Fi, to rely on Verizon, AT&T, and maybe there's a couple others out there, but it's pretty much AT&T and Verizon, right? And Comcast, I guess. I'm happy to have it, but let's just say I have my eyes and my skills and my thoughts and a couple things that sling lead. That's my true security. But I'll take this. I don't know. Maybe I'm acquiescing to the new world order and their global thing. But I have a couple security cameras on my outside. Assuming world ain't ending, it's kind of nice to be able to see if someone just tried to sneak in my back door. Just some random robber. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what kind of gets under my skin is that there ought to be a niche market for products, computers, computing devices, you know, things that are disseminate data privately, IT that's private on sale.
Right. Yep.
But
exactly.
I can't find it being sold anywhere. Now, if you're, you know, engineered oriented, you could probably build your own. I'm sure you can. But
exactly, yeah.
There sure isn't anything being sold off the shelf to consumers. And one would think that by this point in time, that if someone merely presented these things for sale, that they could find a niche. But they're not there.
Well, no. Well, that's the odd part. Long story short, you got kind of a median, and you have two distinct sides on this median. You have the security that's provided by the Amazons, the Simply Safe, the ADT, all those type of things. Hell, you can go buy a webcam that has good camera and maybe lights. Maybe that's what you're talking about. Maybe it's not one of those brands, but it's a cloud-based video system. And yeah, it still shines lights, so it scares people away, hopefully, but it's still in there. But to actually afford that, that's still $400-$600 in the aggregate. If you now, there are those options you were talking about, that are maybe hardwired. Yeah, you still need electricity, but you don't need the Wi-Fi. But that getting to that level, just to have like two cameras would be like 5,000-6,000. So it's so beyond people. So I guess you got three options. No security except your own eyeballs and ears, which don't underrate that. Or something that's pretty good, but no Wi-Fi or no power. You got nothing. And you're giving a feed right to Sauron's eye, by the way. But we're doing that with our phones anyway, so what's the difference? I don't know. Or you pay that huge money for some like celebrity level camera that's hardwired, and that stuff's still probably stolen anyway. So I don't know. What do you do for your family? Where do you cut the line, and what are your thoughts? I know you've already shared some of those, but what do you think?
You know, I just go with it. I had the Google Home that sits in my kitchen spying on us this morning, and sometimes I get frustrated, so I ask it questions that I know it doesn't want to answer. And the last thing out the door this morning is I told it to shut off for 12 hours and stop spying on everybody, and it started to come up with some mealy-mouth answer about how it doesn't understand and can't do that yet. So I unplug it right in the middle of its nonsense answer,
good,
sending an error report back to the Google engineers repeatedly. I perform low-level interruptive guerrilla warfare on the system, man.
That's resistance. And I will say I went back to my family's home over the Labor Day weekend, and they had their own Amazon Echo, or what's it called? Alexa? Yeah, Alexa.
Yeah.
Not Echo, but that's some other thing related
to
Amazon.
Echo is a device, and Alexa runs on it.
Oh, so Alexa is the name of the artificial intelligence.
I'm pretty sure you could buy other models other than the Echo, but Alexa is what you're talking to.
Alexa is omnipresent, is what you're saying. So,
yeah.
I was in my parents' kitchen, and I asked her, I said, Alexa, are you gathering data from our conversations to build a superior artificial intelligence to take over the world? And I swear it shut down after that.
Yeah.
It didn't even say nothing. It just turned off. I swear we had to reboot it. It might be a conspiracy, or it might have just been something crazy. But I asked it the most poignant question I can come up with. And that, it didn't even spit nonsense. And I know what you're talking about when you say it spits nonsense. This thing.
I crashed it.
Maybe I had a little bit too much wine, but I felt like I just stumped that Watson knockoff.
Technology, it's all going to the cloud. It's all getting analyzed. It's all, you know, there's a reason why those things cost so little. They're basically for free. Because they're getting something from us when we use them.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think you have the absolute agreement with me. We do focus on, and we will have the news blitz in the second part of the show. We're going to commercials here in a second. We talk about these big picture items, but we do focus on the nitty gritty. But we are, and myself, I look forward to 10, 20 years from now when I can use artificial intelligence to potentially compress or search these great radio shows I've had with my good friend, Future Dan. This is episode 36. We'll go into commercials. But hey, the AI might data mine this. I can't wait until I can data mine this. And hell, I might be an old man, but I can't wait to look back after we defeat these fools and see what we did. We'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour, episode 36.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out. The fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule. If this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Oh no! It's time for Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, to give you the Future Danger heat map overview to follow along. And please, whether you're listening live or via archive, I promise you, go to Future Danger. Easy. Future Danger. No spaces, no hyphens, no nothing. Future Danger. .com. Let's go there. Let's check out the news of the day. News blatantly censored. Apple bans Alex Jones app for objectionable content. Now, this is supposed to be a news blitz, and I have so many articles to get into, but I could probably talk about 3 hours about this. Let's just say, back in the day, Alex Jones did help awaken me. It's not like he was the only person to help me wake up. However, you know, his latest stuff with Trump, I'm not as into. I wish he'd talk a lot more about GMO and vaccines and a lot of other interesting parts of humanity and geopolitical cultural items instead of just Trump 24/7. So I don't listen to him anymore. But 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I did listen to him a couple times a week. And you know what? He did call out a lot of this stuff. People might call him false opposition. I can see where you're coming from. But he did call this stuff. If you heard what he was talking about back on September 13th, 2008, 10 years ago, he'd be talking a lot of truth. A lot of stuff people thought was crazy. Anyway, regardless, even if he's a total psychopath, why ban him from Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, etc.? Are they scared of him? I think so. Privacy annihilated. Again, futuredanger.com. Go to the leftmost column. Privacy annihilated. Are New York's free internet kiosks tracking user movements? Let me answer your question. Obviously, that is the truth. Hell, they have these... What are they, Scorpion, I think? We'll ask Future Dan on the other side. I think Scorpion, these little internet hacking. I think they said there was like 30 of them on K Street in D.C. Hacking devices. Of course, everything you do is hacked. Assume everything you do is seen by everybody in real time. And in 20 years, they will be able to data mine that. Let's move on. I know I'm getting stuck up on this. I'm not very good at this. Future Dan's much better at sticking to the headlines. The security column. Brutal political violence ensues. Mass shooting threat at an event in Trump Hotel. I've seen so many people just freak out about Trump. I didn't even vote for Trump myself. But the more people that just freak out and blame him for everything, especially those issues that existed and were getting so bad 3, 5, 10, 20 years ago, and then all of a sudden they're blaming Trump. Such a joke. So yeah. A mass shooting threat is probably made by freaking CNN CIA division. That's almost what it's like. It's the CNN CIA division. Dissident disappears. Belongings of a missing WikiLeaks associate found in the sea off Norway. I don't have time to get into this article, but I did read this. Kind of crazy. If you've just go search WikiLeaks Norway, you will find this article or something similar. Pretty creepy, man. They're not playing games. Here at Patriot Power Hour, we're not playing games ever. We're doing our best. But on the flip side, we're not getting tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of people getting our breaking news. So I'm not saying we're martyrs or heroes like them, but we're trying to put our ass on the line. We're trying to do our best, but you know, respect for those type of people who have the real intel, bringing it out. So let's go. Third column is economics. I know my buddy Future Dan wants to get to that later. Fourth column, though, nature. Of course, everyone's been hearing about Florence. Florence just about ready to destroy everything. They're about ready to gut America. $60 billion in damage. Now, I'm not saying this is going to cause a lot of damage. It might cause $10 billion in damage, but not 60. It's going to sit and stall and flood the hell out of the Cape. It's going to flood all the way up to Durham and Raleigh, and that's some legitimate real estate, a lot of important, smart things. People say, oh, fly over country. Well, guess what? North Carolina has a lot of important farming. You could say that's a bunch of rednecks, but they actually support the economy a lot. It's going to damage it, but they're used to this. They might not have had one recently, but that's what I give respect for. That's why I give respect to Future Dan at FutureDanger.com. Let me bring him on. I want to hear about this. He has Mega Storms Mall, Florence, coming in Category 2. But he has it as the lowest indicator on future danger. All I've heard on mainstream media is how it's going to destroy everything. I mean, I won't even get into the, it's Trump's fault, Trump owns this hurricane. Listen, we're not about that here on Patriot Power Hour. We'll talk about Trump because he's a legitimate actor or piece on the chessboard. But, I mean, I'm so sick of hearing about these hurricanes. I'm so sick of hearing about this. It's a Category 2. It's going to flood. It's going to mess things up. It's going to be billions of dollars in damage. But Future Dan, you put this as a green alert. I want to hear why.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, part of the heat map scoring system, especially with the ones where we're, you know, there's a threat of major loss of life. The loss of life has to happen first before it's going to go higher. And later we're going to talk about an economic indicator that seems low level and obscure, but it happened, so it's black. So that's kind of how the heat map works, Ben, is if it fully became a true statement, the megastorms mauled, like thousands of people have been killed, like Katrina in 2005, there you'd have it. The eye wall of Florence fell in today, downgraded to a 2, and we've been running Future Danger long enough to see these hurricanes, you know, peter out into rainstorms, and yeah, sure, a lot of property damage and a lot of people evacuated, but you know, not the type of monsoons like you'll see in India where, you know, 10,000 people get wiped out. You know, those things are in the blacks.
Well, you know, this is where I give a little respect to Western culture, and everybody's so hatred. Everyone hates the Western culture. If you say Western culture is pretty damn good, you're known as a pretty damn bad racist, aren't you? I don't want to get too much into that, but listen.
Yeah,
much better.
That might be a millennial versus Generation X problem that we have, because I don't get that. Does not compute.
It doesn't compute with me either.
Yeah. Yeah, we have systems in place, and we have smart people, and they evacuated, and the storm fell apart. So, yeah, it's going to stay as a green. Now, that thing roared in at Cat 4 and was gaining steam. It'd probably be a different color, but it did.
Well, what I agree 100%. What I meant to say is it goes beyond millennial versus baby boomer versus the quote-unquote greatest generation. I feel as if, and it's more of a Western culture thing. And trust me, I have a lot of issues with our cousins over there in the UK. And we fought a revolution for a reason. And actually, they're closer to us than the French and the rest of those European assholes. However, when a big storm comes, do we or do we not, at least most of the time, have some defense? Don't we have some engineering, some building standards and codes? You can say as much as you want about the colonialism, the racism, this, that, and the other thing, but damn, at least we can survive some storms. We engineer well. You know, I actually don't want to talk too much greatness about our European counterparts. I got a lot of problems with them. However, quote-unquote Western culture, we actually survive these things. Something that Mike Katrina killed a few, maybe, you know, I don't even know what the numbers are. Let's just say 1,000, and just ruined a lot of people's lives. Absolutely. But if that hit in Bangladesh, it would have killed like 1 million people.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't even have to like bring up, you know, Western civilization, or just talk about modern civilization, because the same typhoons that run through Japan and Taiwan hit the Philippines and Vietnam, and your outcomes are different. It's just a matter of development and modern ways of life, and you know, when things get wiped out, a lot of these you know, wiser civilizations decide that they'll set up some building codes so it doesn't happen again. I was watching the history or the Weather Channel this week talking about how Dade County in Florida, you know, their construction firms and industry down there lead the world in how to, how to put codes together to make sure that houses don't go flying apart like a pile of toothpicks, because they had it happen to them a lot. And they
absolutely. No, I'm glad you kind of checked me a little bit. It's not just Western civilization. It's advanced civilization. I have a lot of respect for Japan, South Korea, China to some degree, just because they're so damn efficient, but they just destroy human labor and lives. No respect. So actually, I got no respect for them. But point is, you're right. Advanced civilization. It's not limited to Western civilization, although we've kind of been the shining beacon on the hill. But I got, you know, if any, I don't care if you're coming from the Middle East, China, Africa, if you can build some good seawalls, if you can build a damn good satellite to go into the air and predict where these big storms are coming, and you can build some houses and not just put slums together on the shore, and you can actually put some stilts on it or have these flood zones, at least try. That's a big difference.
Yeah. It takes a lot to do it, but you know, it can happen here, and we do watch it. Katrina was no kidding. And you know, we had a dam system and dikes in New Orleans, and they definitely failed. So Mother Nature
definitely
can
failed.
Overcome us all.
There you go. That's my death knell to my Western civilization preparedness. Absolute failure. Absolute. Oh, jeez, folks. Well, we will be back. Patriot Power Hour, this live September 13th, 2018 episode. We're going to have open phone lines on the second half. But damn, we got a lot to talk about, a lot of news. So if we don't get any calls, we got a lot to get through. But heck, if you're listening live, we'll give you that call-in number on the other end. Stick with us.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. ReadyMade Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ReadyMade Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. ReadyMade Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call ReadyMade Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they?
Dad, no one wants to hear your stupid Vietnam story.
Are you tired of Mom?
Hi, Angel. Do you want to read a book or go outside?
No! In
a the arcade comes to your living room, only without the creepy guys offering to show you puppies.
Awesome!
City Genitron, you can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Excellent!
The Degenitron gaming system plays three exciting games, including Defender of the Faith, where you save the green dots with your fantastic flying red square.
Cool!
Monkey's Paradise, where you swing from green dot to green dot with your red square monkey.
That's red!
And Penetrator, where you smash the green dots deep inside the mysterious red square.
Wow!
The Degenitron brings arcade realism to your living room. It can even take quarters, and a strange, sweaty man comes by to empty the machine on Fridays.
Degenitron!
Fighting the evil of boredom.
I'll never go to school again! Degenitron!
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. It's the Patriot Power Hour. This is Dan. I'm with Ben the Breaker Banksters, and we're about to hit column three, holding over from segment two. Talk a little economic news. Ben, got a hot indicator, scored it black because it really did happen.
It did.
Only question is, what's it mean? So that's a caveat for future danger users. Sometimes you see reds and blacks. Got to take it in context, right? The indicator that went black today is known as the Hindenburg Omen. And I'm not sure we've discussed it. We might have discussed it last winter when it last hit. So this is an economic indicator, Ben, that when it shows, when someone calculates and says, hey, yeah, this has happened, which it has, is six of the last eight trading days or sessions, I should say,
yep.
Six of the last eight sessions on various exchanges. I think it has happened on the NASDAQ and the Dow. But when it shows up, the people who figured it out and realized that this pattern might mean something. They looked right back through the history of the stock markets, say markets because there's more than one exchange, but the stock market, when it shows up within the next 40 days, there may be a major correction. Now, it kicks off a lot of false positives. I'm not sure you're able to queue up the Future Danger Archive for this indicator, but if you do, I was checking earlier today, since our archive started, we've had it hit, I believe, 4 or 5 times in the last 2 years. And, of course, there hasn't been a major downturn. Now, has there? Here's the kicker, Ben. When they calculated all the way back to 1929, to my knowledge, maybe you can correct me on this, but to my knowledge, they realized that had someone understood what the Hindenburg Omen is, it would have shown ahead of the 1929 crash and the 87 Black Monday and in 2008. So it doesn't always foretell a crash, but every crash did have its Hindenburg Omen ahead of it. Is that correct me if I'm off base on any of that.
I will correct you on a couple things. However, you pretty much hit it good solid 85%. And if you go to your average CNBC, your average CNBC, you watch that shit for 4 hours and you're going to get 0%. So you're much more abreast with the conversation and the reality of the world than people getting paid $1 million+ an hour or a year, not an hour. By the way, I know potentially you might take offense to this, but a CNBC lackey named Larry Kudlow is now in the Trump administration. Just another fake out artist. Now he's definitely better than Kramer, but I still think he's a lackey. So I shouldn't have even said that. It's going to derail the conversation. Do you have anything to say, or would you like to let me continue?
I got 3 things to say. Now that you're picking fights.
Go ahead.
Last segment, as a millennial, you named all the generations that you know about, and you skipped Generation X, which is my generation. So that's a problem. Number 2, I'd like to really know what my 85% being off is. Number 3, on Larry Kudlow's part, if I had his voice, I'd have a show a lot bigger than Patriot Power Hour. Patriot Power Hour would go big time because the man can talk really well. Whether he's talking anything economically that makes sense or not, I don't know. He's always been a supply sider, always agreed with a lot of things he had to say. But, you know, who knows who his masters are ultimately. But educate me, what should people listening to this show understand? What's the takeaway? Where's my gap in knowledge on Hindenburg, the omen?
I'd like to throw this out there, and I will get into Hindenburg specifically. But it's almost exactly 10 years since Lehman Brothers failed. September 15th, 2008. I remember where I was when Lehman Brothers failed, and I wasn't even hardcore into this. It failed. It was the start of the biggest bailouts of all time. And that's where our friends, Jamie Dimon, Goldman Sachs friends, Lloyd Blankfein, everybody else went into it. So yeah. I will leave that to the side. So I'm a little biased perhaps, but let's get to the Hindenburg Omen. So, this is what the Hindenburg Omen means. I'll try to break it down for people. There are 2 conditions. Both of them must be fulfilled for it to be a Hindenburg Omen. The second indicator, and I know I'm starting with number 2, but this has occurred pretty much since the Fed pumped trillions of dollars into the market. If the stock market is on an overall uptrend, that could lay the ground for a Hindenburg Omen. And let me explain why. The first indicator of the Hindenburg Omen being hit is 3% of all stocks in an index. So if you know the NASDAQ, the S&P, the Dow, there are many stocks in those indices. So let's assume 90% of them were hitting all-time highs. That sounds like everybody is just kicking ass. But what happens if 10% of them are hitting essentially, maybe not all-time lows, but 52-week lows? Now, in this crazy environment we live in now, that sounds normal. That's the crazy part. Since Lehman Brothers collapsed back in 2008, almost exactly 10 years ago, it's a new normal. Okay, everybody knows about the new normal. Well, this is new normal. It's not normal back in the day for all these stocks to hit 52-week lows while the rest of the market hit 52-week highs. Essentially, and I want to get your take here, Future Dan. In the past, if you had 3, 4, 5% of the stocks hitting all-time lows, I keep saying all-time lows. I mean 52-week lows. It's not all-time lows. I keep misspeaking.
One-year lows.
Yes, exactly. So if you have 5% hitting one-year lows, but the rest, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60% are hitting all-time highs, maybe you can rationalize that those that are hitting the 52-week low are just weak sectors or they're mismanaged, this, that, and other thing. But when you look at it in the long-term history, and I know this is boring, I'm sorry to lose my listeners with this. What I want to say, though, is over the long run, if the market is going up, 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 and then all of a sudden a few people drop all the way to the bottom, it's like everybody's hitting the froth. Everyone's hitting the 52-week high. Everyone's partying hardy. Then all of a sudden, a few big stocks hit their 52-week low. They're not riding the momentum of that. Well, that's the Hindenburg omen. And to get into your point, and I'm going to let you take over from here. This happens, you know, a couple times a year, you know. Or, I mean, it happens occasionally, really not that often. It's happened 6 days in a row. This is the most often this has happened since the 2000 bubble pop. So
I thought I saw I got today. It was the biggest cluster since 2014, actually, and third biggest ever. So in 14 we had this going on. And then I don't know when the other one is, but it's abnormal.
2000 is when it went off big. This is when it really got its legs under it. This is when people said, oh, the Hindenburg omen is a real thing. It's the 2000 bust. It predicted the 2000 bust almost perfectly.
Yeah.
Then it did show itself in 2014, 2015, and even last year, like you said, when we started our show in 2017. But it didn't manifest. So I don't know what that means.
I think it was early 2008 when the market also dove. It showed before that. It maybe not in the size, the clustering
True.
That we have this week, but it has been ahead of all the major downturns. And
definitely,
so it was,
I agree.
It was actually somebody figured this thing out. It didn't exist as a pattern that anybody knew about. You're saying it was pre-2000, so it predicted. But when you look at it retrospectively, go back through the data, it did happen before the other big cut. You know, it's primitive and different, but the same kind of pattern happened before 1929. And what it's about is, you know, a confidence, an over-exuberance in the market, crowd behavior starting
yes.
to show a tinge of doubt.
It's like, oh shit, all of a sudden 3 or 5% started running to the exits. The other 95% are having a good time.
But everybody, like that 3, 5, 10% is starting to freak out. Now, there's been many examples, and I don't want to cut you off or give you the wrong, you know. To be honest, there's many times where things crash, like the, you know, mid-1980s or 1987. It did spike a little bit. It did not hit the Hindenburg Omen, but it was close. In 2008, 2009, it was close. It didn't hit it. But in 2000, it blew it out the water. A couple years ago, it blew it out the water, but nothing happened. But put that all together with what we talk about here on Patriot Power Hour with these 0%, nearly 0% interest rates, which cannot go much higher. They've already done token increases. Anything more is just going to put so much pressure. I mean, this is, it's so close. You can't say this is going to be really the Hindenburg, but in my opinion, Future Dan, this is concerning at the least.
Yeah. We talked about it for probably the last five episodes about how, you know, the banksters get back from the Mediterranean cruises and things start showing up. You probably, if you are conspiracy minded, there's probably some kind of agreement. How many days out from the election are we at? So
we're probably about 50 or so. Yeah.
50 days ahead of time. What kind of haircut could all those baby boomers who plan to retire very soon take in their IRAs to, force a Democratic House of Representatives and Senate in 50 days? These are all things that people talk about. I've suspected that if these powers are to be had and are to be exercised, it's an open question in my mind whether anybody can really swing the economy at will, or a cartel, a cabal of the proverbial New World Order types could do this. But I know you're a believer. I'm a kind of like show me kind of guy. Although that 2008 circumstances during, Obama's first
TARP
presidential election run was very suspicious to me. If they try to Hoover Trump and lay, this stock market, a collapse of the stock market at his feet, I got one thing to say. He deserves it, because when he was running for president, he talked about a big, fat, ugly bubble. And then right after he won, he took credit for it all the way through, and that may, in hindsight, have been not too wise. And that guy could pivot on a dime. So who knows what his tweets are saying next.
No, he went – I agree absolutely with exactly what you said. But he actually ate that even more. And now, this is the ironic part. Of course, Obama's trying to say that he made this stock market – an entire economy boost happen, which in of itself is BS, blah, blah, blah. But you're right. Absolutely right. Trump said several times that this economic data was false, that the unemployment was false, that these numbers coming out of the Federal Reserve were false. He said that, but now he's owning it. And yeah, it's going good now. Kind of good. Yeah. You get 3.5-4% GDP. Okay, great. A little bit lower unemployment.
Now you're at
the mercy of the Fed, though. You got that easy money. Now they're going to mess you up, if you know what I mean.
Don't underestimate his ability to do what he knows his opponents do, which is say absolutely anything his base wants to hear, and they'll just march in that direction, blissfully ignorant, deliberately ignorant of anything else. That's the separation.
That's a bad thing. That's a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, the truth is the truth is the truth, and we do it here on Patriot Power Hour. But
true.
Yeah.
You know,
He's not going to own anything if it's not advantageous, and that's part of the reason why he's president right now.
True, and that's just a politician. We're not necessarily. We're definitely not a pro-Trump loving organization here at the Patriot Broadcasting Network, but we can agree
but
that
man,
we like
he
him
has a lot of
in there and mixing
that
it
we
up.
Don't like.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's what I come up. I'm like, I don't like him, but like all these people I hate him. So should I like him? Maybe it's not that simple, but in a way, maybe it is.
Yeah, well, I think within a week or two, we're going to be talking about the declassified FISA warrant that he's going to show the world. And if you want an indictment of the existence and nefarious activities of the deep state, perhaps the only thing that could prevent that news would be a stock market crash, Ben.
Stock market crash. Well, Florence didn't work out as best as they had hoped. My question is, though, is he really going to Trump himself? And I did not want to talk much about Trump, but here we are. Is he literally going to go to war against the Jamie Dimons of the world? This is some breaking news, or it's not breaking news. This is about a day ago, if you've been paying attention. Jamie Dimon, the CEO, JP Morgan Chase. If you go to my website, facebook.com/dethronethebanksters, you'll see Jamie Dimon, Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs, and several other CEOs of Citibank, Bank of America, etc., back when they called them into Congress almost 10 years ago. Only a few of them are left. I think only actually Jamie Dimon and Lloyd Blankfein. But Jamie Dimon was talking mad trash about Trump. I don't know if this is just some WWF type of stuff. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about this? One of the top bankster minions, I still consider Jamie Dimon a minion. He's not a true bankster, even though he controls a lot. He's talking trash about Trump. That's probably the wrong way to go. What do you think?
I've never heard the man speak because I never bothered to, but he's never said anything that I've ever heard. And as the purveyor of FutureDanger.com, let's just say I look at a lot of news. I sift through a lot of the, you know, the partisan, the he said, she said, ad hominem stuff. Try not put that on the Future Danger, but I see it. I know it. And I don't think Jamie Dimon would be playing Little League Baseball compared to what Trump could do to him, as best I can tell. Trump
absolutely
would be playing Major League on the way to Hall of Fame trash talk compared to some Wall Street
exactly
banker.
For some trash talk, but for some real action?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could any of the Bernie Democrats get behind Jamie Dimon?
Well, that's what he said. Actually, you actually did not read the article, so this is the perfect time. Jamie Dimon said himself, the quote-unquote left side of the Democrat Party would never vote for me. Who would? Anyone who did needs a freaking check. But not a check that cashes like a check, like a punch in the face. I don't believe in violence, by the way. But point is, he said, I would never win the Democratic vote because the left wing would never vote for me, but I would absolutely outclass, outsmart, outwit, and out effort.
Thank you. listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. Down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
they
collapsed.
Knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Now is the time to visit Floor & Decor to get that floor of your dreams. For a limited time, we're offering special financing for 18 months on purchases of $9.99 or more. Choose from the largest in-stock selection at guaranteed everyday low prices. Top quality floors, rock bottom prices, and a credit offer to help you complete that project. Offer ends 10/21/18. Visit Floor & Decor today or flooranddecor.com. Promotional financing available with Floor & Decor credit card accounts offered by Comenity Capital Bank, which determines qualifications for credit and promotional eligibility. Minimum monthly payments are required. Now is the time to visit Floor & Decor to get that floor of your dreams. For a limited time, we're offering special financing for 18 months on purchases of $9.99 or more. Choose from the largest in-stock selection at guaranteed everyday low prices. Top quality floors, rock bottom prices, and a credit offer to help you complete that project. Offer ends 10/21/18. Visit Floor & Decor today or flooranddecor.com. Promotional financing available with Floor & Decor credit card accounts offered by Comenity Capital Bank, which determines qualifications for credit and promotional eligibility. Minimum monthly payments are required.